Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Kyle?
Yes, ma'am, boy. I tell you, that phone was going blank and wouldn't let me do nothing till you said
something. Look, I'm drawing past my time. You and I are the only ones on right now. I guess football. Everybody's in the football. But I'm going to go ahead and play the music. And then I'm going to play the jingle, and then we'll come in. Brother, you see who asked me to play the Ringing Stone jingle, too, after the music.
Yeah. Okay, all right, well, let's get it on then.
Okay. So hopefully they'll join us. Okay, let me find the song. I'm going to play Uptown Funk.
All right.
Now, 2 minutes. No, we got 2 hours and 27. So I guess everybody must be at football.
It may be, but you know what, we're going to play an old show because we got, I ain't going to say old because it's never over. We're going to play some prior shows because we have a lot of new listeners that love what they're hearing because it's the truth. They can go back and look.
Okay.
So we want to bring them up to date, and then we'll make an announcement for the advance, which the intermediate and advanced people, to come on
okay.
And get the email and move. So let's get it on, Sister Fola. You know, I don't want no problems with you. You don't want no problems with you.
Look, I got so engrossed in watching this movie called Clone. I was watching these people. They were cloning themselves because the guy that built the atom bomb lived on this property. And every time lightning would come, all of a sudden, when they take a shower or whatever, you know, the water and stuff would go down and drain and so forth. And in the septic tank, the clones would form. He had built the atom bomb. It's real interesting. So anyway, okay, we still the only ones. Though. Let me put on Funk Saturday Night or whatever.
Well, let's get it on. Let's get it on anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't.
funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it.
Can you hear me, Sister Fola?
Yes, I can hear you. Still waiting for the people. Looking, I had some old school like Marvin Gaye, but I didn't get a chance to download it. So I have one on there, but for some reason it's just not working, so I won't use that one. Let me go back to the Ringing Stone jingle. Let's see.
Get it on.
It's just a short jingle, but it's so weird.
Thank you.
Tonight, because the majority of people are at the TV watching the sports game, football that is. But anyway, okay, they deserve to watch football at the 8 o'clock hour. So what we're going to do? We have quite a few new listeners, and we're very thankful for that. We're going to play tonight a prior show, and that's because we want the new listeners to kind of, you know, catch up to us and what we're talking about. And also be familiar with this show. This was the show that we had on March the 8th in reference to making the court respect your paperwork, some Wizard of Oz symbolism, and also certificates of exchange and information about the UCC. So we'll play that show within, I guess, maybe 20 or 25 minutes. But in the meantime, let me say thank you for those that have tuned in this evening. I want to thank the host, Brother Kyle, and the person that has given us a chance to take this venue and put it into the hands of other people. Brother UC Cool, we thank him for letting us use this venue. And also, we must never forget the ancestors and the Creator. We thank them especially, because I know personally for me, without them, a couple of things, I would have a hard time making it in life. And also, I would not be here today. So I just want to say I'm grateful, and thank you. And also to the listening audience, I want to thank you, too, for being with us this evening. And I'm going to tell you something before I go there. Let me just say that if I'm not able to bring up the podcast, I'm going to email everyone the link to that show, and that way you can listen to it, and you won't have to go searching for it. So, you know, if you want to ask a question, or maybe you may have a remedy that you came across within the last week and want to share it with us, you can do that too. Just put your hand. Oh, you know, I'm tired. I've been away the weekend. I've been at a conference for 3 days. Very intense, but very, very informative. So anyway, you know, if you want to ask a question or you have something you want to contribute, then, you know, just put your hand up in the queue and I'll bring you in. Let's see.
So,
I don't think
what number you press the queue in? What number you press the queue in?
Oh,
the number you press the queue in.
Press 1. Thank you, brother.
press 1. I'll see
yes,
your hand
ma'am.
Up, and I'll bring you in. Thank you. I'm still coming down from my conference. And let's see, what else? Press star 6 for any background noise, but we won't be on that long for that anyway. And let's see, what else is there? I think, brother, that is it. Maybe Brother Yusiku who has some announcements he want to say or whatever, but, you know, I can go ahead and share my little event that happened to me this week from last week's court session. But anyway, you go ahead and say what you want to say, and then I'll come back on.
All right, well, to me, that was a big event because, you know, that was a good win. You know, I always start off, you know, the routine.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the, we keep some good, clean housekeeping rules. We respect
oh, yeah.
our audience and our listeners because, hey, they're ours. And oh, not only that, you know, like I said, what good is a radio, internet, or TV show with no audience and no one listening and no one to receive help? So, you know, our most important people out there is the ones that respect the conscious mindset and that need help and that dig down and also that look into their own, what you would call, matter and look for their brothers and sisters to help them. And like I said, the show is for all conscious folks that's tired of the devil messing with them. And so we decide we'll put the devil and mess with them. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to fight the pen as mighty in the sword. We're going to, you know, like I said, get our head out the lion's mouth. And like I said, again, I'm going to start off like this here as usual. We'd like to thank the Father, Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh, and the Holy Spirit, Yahweh. And we'd like to thank the Spirit that's been put in your body. Your Spirit has a name again, and that's Yahweh. Some people call it ancestor. Some people call it creator. But one thing you can't deny, if you're alive listening to this show, you got life in you, and we may as well get back to the conscious mindset to use it. And we don't care about the color, the race, the nationality. Thing is, either you're good or you're bad or you're right or you're wrong. And again, I'd like to thank everyone that gets together collectively to protect themselves and protect their family and protect each other. And that's what we do. We have remedies that work. We have a lot of audiences and people, and also even behind the scenes that some of them don't get on the show and talk. They love listening. We thank you, too. And we have a lot of people that received a lot of good results and got a lot of great results from listening to the show and watching out for the wiles and the traps of this corporation, of this devil. So, you know, that's what we're here for. You know, we ain't here to go against nothing. It's more powerful to be for something than against something. People are like, well, how is that so? Are you against poverty? No. Are you against the court beating you? No. Are you against the police doing what they do? No. I'm for making sure that the court is not able to go against you. I'm for, not against, I'm for the protection of yourself so the police can't go against you. I'm not against poverty because people that's lazy and don't do nothing, that's what poverty is designed for, to make you get up and move. Are you against poverty? No, I'm for riches. Now, we can go all day long and fight against all kinds of stuff, but in the end results, what did you do to help? Now, I can always join in a group. Oh, I'm against this, I'm against that, but being it's more powerful being for a remedy and result than being against it. So that's what it's designed for. Pain is designed to keep you away from painful experience and to go to pleasure. So that's what we do. That's what we're here for. And like I said, again, we're your real brothers and sisters, you know, no matter what, race, nationality, skin color, whatever the devil's been put out there, blah, blah, blah. That's old news. That's why you don't hear us harping on that foolishness. So That's just the way it is. All conscious brothers and sisters come together, and we work it out, and we're going to work it out again. A lot of people have emails and calls. Oh, man, thank you, thank you. Man, the Ring of Song Network is great. It's great. We tried what we said, and you said, and it didn't look like any hope. And we've done it. And we do have some, you know, good family members that come on the show and talk about it. Now, this evening, Sister Fola is a good victim of her own remedy and her own show just as well. So I got to give a shout-out, my big brother out there in North Carolina, Bohog Land, big brother Russell. We got brother San Andreas Fault Man himself, the earthquake man, brother Havlin Bay. We got out there in Maryland. It used to be called Maryland, but it's called Maryland with our Ted.
Yeah,
Maryland. See, when they get on your nerve, it's called Maryland. But when you whooping on their boot, it's called Maryland. You know, now these brothers and sisters are scientists. And the reason I say that, because you don't have to motivate them to get up and do something. Then we got another big brother, Cater Bay. I call him the electron microscope man. Because, boy, when he get a hold of something, oh, yeah, he's a forensic everything. You know, I'm like, goodness, man. So, but, you know, that's a good thing. He scrutinized, and when he gets something, he digs all the way to China and back. So when he put his touch on it, he do the thing. We got also a very wonderful family member, Cal, that's out there in Tennessee just as well. We have Sister Adisha and Brother Jamal. They are also scientists that goes in the battlefield. Now, these are, and just as well, like I said, Brother Russell and some other powerful brothers and sisters, these are scientists. They don't just listen. They go out to the battlefield, and they really get down in there. And you know, like I said, we thank the Creator for them, because they are movers and shakers, and they're not just somebody that just sit back and listen. And then we also got some very, very powerful brothers and sisters as well out there in Michigan. You know who you are, you know, and you definitely do, and I'd like to hear from you guys again. And the ones that sit, Gary, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Gary, you know I'm talking about you, and Brother Vincent. Brother Vincent was so good and is so good. Before we even started the show, he went up against a foreclosure deal and was winning. They just had to just throw some garbage in there. And he heard them in the background where the judge cousin said this guy know his MF and rules. They had to call the chief judge and everything else. So we all have something to offer each other. So there's a little eyes and yous and all that stuff because, you know, we're here together and it's strength in numbers. And then I will say over and over, we have some really, really, like I said, wonderful scientists and what they call boots on the ground experience, like Sister Fuller just as well. So these all are the scientists that get together and use the theories and use the remedies and put the boots on the ground experience. So I give a big up to them. Like I said, Brother Yusiku. Man, I'm so grateful Brother Yusiku came over and came in when they said that, hey, look, y'all telling too much truth and you may interfere with our followers and blah, blah, blah. So as you know by now, this is not an ego-based show. We're going to be a remedy. And I'm going to quit running my mouth in a second, so bear with me. Like I said, hey, we're going to kick booty and take names, and we're going to keep on and on and on. And we, like I said, we got some wonderful things and some services, and we'll talk about that as far as the credit, you know, the bankruptcy repair and some other great things. So we thank all the brothers and sisters and all the scientists and all of the administrative, and we talk about some good administrative, not that flim-flam administrative. So we thank all the brothers and sisters that and stick. And guess what? Forget it. That stuck with us. I don't know if that's a word, but it's a word now. All the brothers and sisters that have stuck with us.
Okay. Uh-oh, everyone. Brother Kyle, isn't that something? He got kicked off. He'll be back on. Brother, you see, cool. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, I'm here. Watch your board, because it's going to be a thing come up going to ask you to end that show or continue it. Make sure you catch it and hit continue, because it's going to come up in a few seconds. Once he gets kicked off.
Well, it came up.
It did. Well, hit continue, and it'll continue
okay,
to get on the show. Huh?
Okay. It came up.
Okay.
That's the second time. It knocked off Brother Kyle, so he'll be back on.
Okay, and if he doesn't get there in about 2 minutes, you dial in as host and then three-way him in, because they'll
okay.
cut that show pretty soon. Okay.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And just interrupt me if it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to get him back on.
Okay.
Anyway, peace and blessings, family. Once again, I'm C2L. I do some production on the Ring of Soul Network. And I just want to give you a little bit of our lineup. We're constantly working on it. I had a brother that told me once I changed first shift, my show got raggedy and it was supposed to get better. But I just want to say, coming up, I always remember on Sundays, and plus we're going to add playing some greatest hits, Remedies at Work. On the 7th, we have Committee Uve. And he's going to do like 3 shows over that period. On the 8th, we're still working with Rod Cooper because we want to get that brother back up on the network. On the 14th, we have Lester Loving. On the 15th, we have Sophia Stewart. And all these are spun off a lecture I went to last week where they were dealing with Christianity before Christ. So we're bringing in people that can deal with that issue. So the Lester Love, as you know, he deals with Oregon Energy and our history. Sophia Stewart is going to do some prolific stuff. And her host is going to be someone from South Carolina, Sister Jelani. I've been trying to get some of my people here. On the 21st, it's open, but tentatively, we have a sister that's a holistic healer, and a doctor, Ayurvedic, coming on again. 22nd, we'll have a Cosmo Physician Radio, or I'm going to bring in a tarot reader. On the 28th, we have Dr. Nitya Nelson, and she's out of an institute, and her husband has an institute in Boston. And she's going to get into Christianity Before Christ, some Makaba energy. She has a book out, so check Dr. Nitya out. Back again that first of the month, we have the 4th, Committee Uve. On the 5th, we have Dr. Dulabe. He's going to go in on Christianity Before Christ. On the 12th, we have Infantucci. He's going to go in on Christianity Before Christ. And again, on the 18th, we have Committee Uve. And we're also working on, like, we're in conference with a couple other people, because we're trying to get Tony Broder in, and we're trying to get one more brother in so that we can give you as much information going up until Christmas about how did we exist prior to, and where did we exist, and what world did we control prior to, you know, Christianity and the conception of Jesus Christ as we know him. You know, and anyway,
uh-huh.
Thanks for coming out, folks, and listening to the Ring of Soul Network. And if you have questions, you know, just contact Brother Mr. Fixit, or you can get in touch with me, cause, you know, Brother, you see cool. Peace. And I'm finished now.
Okay, Brother, you see cool. I just have one question. Is there, like, a calendar or schedule that you could give me that I could email to the people with these different shows coming on?
Sure, I'll get you one, and I'm going to get them all posted. I'm waiting for folks to give me their bio, because I did a lot
okay.
of 2 days, so I'm waiting for folks to give me their bio. But, yeah, I'll give you a list of so that you can email our people, and then they can go on to the Ring of Soul Network and hit follow, and then they will
mm-hmm.
get emailed prior to the show, you know, that's coming on. And you know, then, you know, we definitely, you know, I Kyle just offered to do a show on the Bible as law. So, you know, once
mm-hmm.
that Holy Ghost falling on him, family, so that's the show you got to look for when you do it. You got to. But the Bible as well is very, very powerful. And Kyle is one of the best at it. And Committee mm-hmm. Ube is committed to do something controversial on the red sun and that energy and taking it into court. So he's going to do some stuff too. So, you know, as we move up into the shortest day of the year on December 25th, we got a lot of information for us to come up with. And a lot of preparing us so that we can get ready for the ritual that they do, you know, at December 25th, to try to keep those out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for those announcements. And we're going to continue on. For those that came in after we played the music, we're going back to do some prior shows because we have quite a few new listeners. And we wanted them to be introduced to the information that we were bringing to you earlier back in. We started back in February, but I was able to get a show for March the 8th, and it's going to deal with making the court respect you, a Wizard of Oz symbolism, some certificates of exchange, how you use them, and some information about the UCC. So this may also be a show for those that want to go back and, you know, refresh, get a refresher course on some of the information that we spoke earlier 6 months ago. So now I'm going to tell you what happened to me October the 1st. You all know that I went to court on the 24th, and if you remember, the legal determination by Judge Thomas was noli prosequi, which means you will not be prosecuted. I'm willing to prosecute you. Well, lo and behold, the person that did my commercial instrument, you know, mailed off everything and so forth. But October the 1st, which was Thursday, I got a letter from the district court. Well, I thought it was something in reference to me picking up my property, because remember, I had written the law enforcement person to let him know that he had to fill out a certain form, and he had to send it in, and I had to get confirmation from the court that my property was being released, because he filled out the release form and I could go get it. That's what I thought the letter was about. Well, when I open up the letter, I see my letter that I sent to them in reference to the birth certificate with the full faith and credit. They didn't return that, though, but they returned the negotiable instrument. And I said in the letter with it, which says denied, return to sender. So, of course, you know, the guy that did my stuff, my address and all that stuff was on it. So I said, wow. And then they sent me, this is so funny, they sent me a notice of trial date. Now, remember, my trial date was September the 24th. I get this notice of trial date on October the 1st, and not only that, they has the amount due here, as well as all the 11 charges on the back. So I said, okay, here we go again. Well, I called one of my members, and we started talking. And, you know, he was telling me, you know, some things as to why they did not accept the negotiable instrument. So I said, oh, my gosh, somebody screwed up. And they sent this notice of trial date now after the trial was over. They sent it, but this time they have a different judge's name. It's the chief judge this time. So I guess that's supposed to intimidate me or scare me by order of, you know, the name of the chief judge. You need to pay these charges. Now, how stupid is that when I already have my legal determination? It was already done. The case is closed. It's over. So, Brother Kyle, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right shift. Right shift.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and add to that? You know, because I'm writing them a letter, of course, to the chief judge, and then I'm writing a letter to that person's boss, which is the chief judge of the Court of Appeals. Then I'm going to write one to the governor. I'm going to send them a copy of the letter that
can
I'm going to. Huh?
Can I add?
Yeah,
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Please do.
That's your remedy. You,
yeah,
you
I know.
You just accept it. Yeah, so accept it for value and send them that back with the BOE. So that's your remedy. Because they recontracting with you. And they need to generally they got to recontract with you, so they got to recontract and send you the charge, and they're starting from the beginning. So just send them the BOE back with the acceptance for value, return for settlement, like that. Yeah.
So in other words, the negotiable instrument that they send me, I need to send that back to them?
With what their paperwork, you got to accept that paperwork for value and return it for settlement and tell them to debit the account up and put on there the bond number of that negotiable instrument and send it back. And once they send a different judge, that different judge, I bet he in equity court. So the superior judge, so he put you in circuit court, which is the equity court. So send it back to them and see what they say.
Well, they had me in district court, not circuit court.
Yeah.
They had me in district court, not circuit court.
Not circuit court?
Uh-uh, it was district court.
Because that's something to, like, I don't know if I should be talking that much. I don't know, but.
Well, we can talk.
Go ahead and run it.
Later,
run it, hey. Hey, go ahead and run it, Nate. Hey. Don't stop on my behalf.
That's go ahead and kick it. That's similar to what the IRS does. It's like if you when you let the IRS know you're a secure party creditor, then they ram you with everything.
Kind of like noise. Excuse me, brother. It's like noise.
Oh,
it's
I'm
like
sorry. Let me go sit in my car. But what happened is it's like when you do your set off for your IRS, then they send you there and negotiate.
It's still noise.
Basically,
you still got that noise.
I got mine muted.
Okay.
They do is they send you the negotiable instrument, theirs. You see, so they basically, like Kyle's been telling you, they've been selling you a build up. They sent you a statement, right? And the statement is listed in the check. So then you got to accept the statements for value, basically, and then you attach the promissory note and send it back to them. You see, like
oh,
that.
So you mean the back of the charges they have
yeah,
on this notice the trial
list,
date?
They sent you a list of the charges and say, yeah, you want to pay for it, but we got to get our accounting up with your accounting. So basically, that's all they did. Now, if you understand it, then you do it. If you don't understand, then you go to court. You see, that's how slick they are. Like with the IRS, they always send everybody a way to discharge their taxes, but most people don't understand it. I won't get into that, but that's kind of what they're saying to you is, okay, well, we'll send you your charges. Because most of the time, they never send you a bill of exchange back, so obviously they want it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
what we were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't. So they want it. They just,
yeah.
They got to give you an itemized list of here's what you're paying for. And it's exactly like what Kyle's been teaching. You know, that's that statement. That's the charges. Do you accept these charges? That's like your credit card bill. So just attach that bill of exchange to it, send it back to the judge. But just accept. You got to accept it for value. You see what I mean?
Oh, so okay. So on the back of the charges, I can take the little stamp that I have on my PowerPoint and put accepted for value on the back. And sign it.
No,
is that
you're a secured party creditor. You need to do it in red ink, no stamp.
Yeah, it isn't. Oh, well, mine's is in blue ink. Well, mine may be in red
but
ink.
No. You generally, when you're doing transactions, no, seriously, I find when you're doing transactions, you do it in your legal handwriting because everybody is dead. So if you send a stamp, you can still consider you dead. So you do it in your legal handwriting in red ink. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So you accept it for value. So they know that you could have just recently wrote this because they just sent it to you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to, and that's part of the game they play. But it's exactly what he been teaching. They sent you itemized list.
Yep, they sure did.
You know,
okay.
And you know what, Brother Secret, you know what's funny, too, because they put Nolay prosecute. I mean, they're not prosecuting. And see, what they seen was that somebody got to be liable for them taxes. So the judge didn't want his name involved or her name. And the DA or the prosecutor didn't want their name involved because, see, when you do that, when you make that a taxable issue, that when the IRS come, like I had told Fola, they're going to come and check everything. They want to know how much the janitor got paid, quiet, how much they spent on toilet paper, how much is the judge's paycheck. See, when they come for it all. So nobody wanted to really be directly responsible, but they said, no, they prosecute, so they're not prosecuting her. So they sent her the instrument back. So now she got another, like you said, a contract. They were like, oh, my goodness. I bet you the chief judge told her to don't pass them instruments up. Don't pass those instruments up because she gave an instrument, and they got so nervous about the administration side of or the tax side of it that they passed up the money, what we would call the money. So they had to go back and get some consultant, and they didn't want nothing to do with it, so they put it in a chief judge hand. And what they did was they're not going to more likely reopen that case, but they sure want that doggone commissary note or that bill of exchange that she offered that they were too incompetent to receive. So when she went to court before then, the judge is going to take his name down off in the district attorney, or the prosecutor didn't want her to know the name.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want
to
be responsible for the tax. So somebody had came back and says, hey, look. You guys, even though they dismissed, the case is dismissed, but they like, man, don't never turn down no doggone bill of exchange or no promissory note. So now they want the promissory note. They let them know, we don't want to mess with you. We're not prosecuting you, but could you please send us that taxable transaction so we can go ahead and get balance these books.
They
and
do
so
want
they figured
that
she know it. Oh, yeah, they want that. Mm-hmm. But, see, they were so scared because they didn't want to be personally liable, so they had to get somebody higher than them that know more than they do to, you know, to get back in. But to make a long story short is Sister Fola hit them with the kitchen sink, and they wanted to lock her up. So realizing this is a commercial transaction and not a judicial or a court of law, this is a taxable event, and guess what they did? Guess what they said? Hey, look, they always tell you, do you understand the charges? They don't never bring the crime. See, the crime constitute how much the charges are worth, again, under 27 CFR 72.11. So what they did was, and what they do is, if you see where you stand there, it says, do you understand? They don't never ask you, do you understand the crime you committed? They don't care about the crime other than bringing the charge. They ask you, do you stand under the charges. So when you give them a note, guess what you do? You discharge the charges. But I'm going to tell you, just like I might talk with Big Brother Russell, and we talked to a lady that worked in the department and seen the books that the district attorney does, all of them. They do all that good dirt. So what it is, she knows, she's seen it. We talked. And the thing is, funds, instead of sending it to the treasury, they split it up among themselves. So that's where they get nervous about the IRS, because they do keep a double entry book for the court. They hide it. And so that's why they're so fearful of the IRS, because they're not supposed to be doing it. But at the same token, you're not supposed to be knowing about it either. But since you do, that's why the judge wanted to hide the name, administrative judge, fake judge. Then the DA or the prosecutor didn't want her to know the name. Guess what? Now, guess what? Since Fola knew the game, guess what? We don't want to prosecute no more. Give her everything back. We don't want no record. If she called the IRS, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing in our files. There's nothing. So guess what they did? They didn't want to prosecute. They dismissed the crime, but they still want the funds for the charges, so they have to go to someone that's smarter than them. So that's what they're saying. And you're absolutely right. Now, they know that she knows this is not about a court of law. This is not an Article III court. This is not about a crime judicially. This is about a taxable charge, and we don't want the IRS snooping because when they come snooping, they want to know how much you spent for your jewelry, how much of your wife, how much you bought, and let's match up your house. Let's match up how much the many pair of drawers you bought. Well, something ain't right. Something's not right. And besides, they're not supposed to be sitting on funds that coming into the court for no more than 5 days. It's supposed to go to the U.S. Department of Treasury or the state treasury, and they don't do it. So, again, it just shows that it's not about the law of what you would call the law of, we're just going to say law. It's about the law of commerce, and that's basically what it is. Well, you know the game.
But, yeah.
It backs them up.
Just
go ahead, brother.
Add something. You know that.
Yeah.
You,
oh, yeah, please do.
How I learned to do my UCC with two negatives, and as we grow and learning how to work in commercial venues, we have to analyze every rejection. And so one of the greatest things you got out of it is you got the commercial work. You know what I mean? So in the future, whenever you need to do something, or even if you're trying to discharge your house for, you know, whatever, then don't even go to that. Just send it to that job. You see what I mean? Because obviously, you see what I'm saying? So every rejection is a teaching tool to refine us. You see what I mean? Because why this judge, right? Because it's probably the only one that can take the note. Why they gave you all the charges, like Kyle say. You know, they got to legitimately report it now. But they're giving you an opportunity to discharge it. So, and for them to try to go into the coffers and get the money through that promissory note, they're going to have to go through the federal to get it. But they're going to go. But it's still a teaching tool because why this judge? I mean, you know, it's something. He's somewhere where he's in the middle to that door to those systems where we do our commercial, legitimate equity commercial remedy. And he's probably the only one that can do it until you get hired.
And I'm pretty sure, Sister Fuller, when you went in there, their attitude was nasty and terrible, and I wasn't there. I'm just saying. And if they wasn't, just let me know, hey, nope, you're not right. Now, I bet you once you learned that was a commercial transaction, I bet you seen some different attitudes in that courtroom.
They were cordial and pleasant. Like when the brother and I were sitting in the hallway, the guy came out. He didn't come out with an arrogant or, you know, kind of rigid type of demeanor. He came out. He was very pleasant. And I'm saying, wow, this stuff really works.
And that's how you can tell because, see, once they know that you're a secure party credit, one other thing, Sister Fuller, when you accept it for value, the last sentence on there was that you want to put non-pro-tuck. You want to
non-pro-tuck.
So that way it's totally going away. It won't ever be. Only person that go find it is the FBI, but no regular background search will ever see those charges.
Okay, so the things accepted for value, non-pro-tuck. Sign my name. Do I put a date there?
Well, basically you accept it for value and you're returning it for settlement.
Settlement closed the account.
Mm-hmm.
Settlement closed the account. Okay. Okay. All in red.
Yeah,
okay.
Got it in red, white and in red. Sign it. Under your signature, you put secure party creditor.
Okay, secure party credit under my name. Okay, now just say, what if I didn't send it back? Then what?
You go to court. And they'd be angry because it's like, damn. You know, and then they're going to try to keep you sometimes because you ain't sent the money back. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to sign in that red and put what you said and send it back tomorrow.
Sister Fuller, they've already said no, they prosecute. That means they're not prosecuting because you realize this is a commercial transaction now. The other ones got scared because it was too high above them. So now what they're doing is, hey, could we use your signature? Could we use your signature to generate some funds? And, use it. Yep. So they said that they're not going to prosecute you. The thing is
true.
Now they're saying, okay, now, we backed off. Well, after this, could you still give us some funds? Especially what they're saying. And the thing is, what good is being exempt from levy if you don't use it? Use it. It ain't number ink and paper and know-how. So, and just like Brother Russell said, you bring your count down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Go deeper. See, they gave you the name of the judge that probably the only one could set the GSA bond.
Yeah, the chief judge of the district court.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one that got that ACA machine. Yeah, he's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
well,
they gave you a lot of information.
Uh huh. Well, I sure did learn something on this case. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I go to
see now if you went in that this ain't no Article 3 court. See if you went in there trying to beat them under Article 3, they knew if you claim you're a creditor, you shouldn't be arguing. Creditors don't argue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Debtors argue.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we want the funds. We want your signature.
Yeah, they can
so
have
now
it.
After you beat them, yeah, give it to them, and you can claim it back. Don't take it off.
Uh-huh. Okay, I sure will. I'll mail it right out in the morning. Thing I have, but still, you know. Okay, well, that was nice. Thank you for that information, brothers. I appreciate that. Uh-huh.
Well, we appreciate you, Gil. Family, you know, Sister Pola has been one of the most professional people I know on the Ring of Stone Network. She basically runs her show. You know, like, we're going to start calling her Big Mama. You know, when she does her music, you know, she schedules her shows, and she tell y'all how y'all going to act for this role for radio. So we truly appreciate, you know, your dedication to what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes. Now. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody you had an earful on that one. If you get anything back, you know exactly what to do on the back where they have those charges, all in red, accepted for value to settle and close the account, non-pro-tunk. Mm-hmm. And your name signed it, and under that, signed secure party creditor. And then.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, too, if you guys go to court, do not sign. I'm coming in on the pro se, pro per, or what you call a special appearance. Don't do it, because all three of those grant jurisdiction to the court. At the max or the minimum, you want to come in sui juris. But like I said, in the same token, give the Caesars what Caesars. Get to him.
That's right.
He made up the commerce game. Give it to him. Ink and paper. That's what you want to generate electronic funds to leave you alone. So be it. But guess what? In the same token, you can turn back around and claim it back. Because they're boss. The accountant boss, the IRS, says that if anyone lends you money, give you money, what they call money, or credit, you got the right to claim it back. So you can do it. And like I said, as this show go on, we're going to get more and more deeper into the what you would call the utility companies, the municipal corporation. Because, again, like I said, when you look on your UCC, we'll discover that later. We're going to go back a little bit. We're going to bring our new people up to speed. And Sister Paul is going to get for all the intermediate and advanced. She's going to give out the email address so you guys can get in touch with us while we bring our other brothers and sisters up to speed. But when you look at your UCC, it says debtor is a transmitting utility. Notice it says debtor. Debtor name is in all caps. Then you have the agricultural lien. And what was that other? You have the all debtors' property is held in a trust. So when you pay electric, gas, and all of that stuff, they call that a utility bill. They're letting you know that they done built your straw man already. It's a utility. They already built it. But you're not having control of your corporation that they assign to you. It becomes a debt instead of a credit. And like I said, we'll cover that later. And just like, again, I'm glad Sister Trinae, in the same token, they act like none of this meant anything. It was no good. And we don't know what you're talking about. This is some garbage. But guess what? When the rubber hit the road, they threatened her to take this back, take that back, stop saying this, stop putting this paperwork in. You come to court, we're going to find you and your husband in contempt, and we're going to lock you up. After she did all that, but guess what? When she got in there, they seen that UCC done correctly. Oh, just like Sister Fuller, we're going to drop the case. I bet you are. And if you don't, that's going to be one of the worst days of your life, because all of this is about enforcement, you know, not just running off at the mouth and not fighting these people. See, the thing is, the Article III courts, that's where the law belongs. But like I said, these Article I and II corporate bankers' court recognize it unless you put it into bankers' terminology. So therefore, don't fool yourself thinking you're going to go in there and beat these people, this corporation, using law, because they're not using law. They told you they're using admiralty jurisdiction, which is commercial law. So therefore, you use commercial law to deal with them. And so therefore, when you know the game, they know you know the game. And besides, they really don't want to prosecute you, because once they prosecute you, your stuff going to really go for public record, and they don't want the public seeing that. And that's just the way it is. And every day, every month, every week, it goes past, these folks losing, they barristers, using that barristry, like Brother Benson said, they're losing millions and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, because the people are learning law from no more. And that's just what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
It's the law. Right now we're in a commercial court. These are not Article III courts, but you can make them behave as Article III court using commercial rules. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and take it to the bridge, Sister Fola. Take it to
the bridge. Okay. Don't forget, everybody. I don't know if some of you know what NUNPROTUNC, NUNCPROTUNC, is. An entry made now of something actually previously done to have effect of a former date. Now for this. So that's what NUNPROTUNC is. So, like W.C. Crew says, to write it in my handwriting. So that's exactly what I'm going to do, and then we'll see what happens with that one. So what we're going to do now is, well, let me ask any questions before we go ahead. I'm going to send you all the former show in an email if you prefer to listen to it. Like Brother Kyle said, it's for the beginners. A lot of them have come on now, and they need to know exactly what we spoke about during the very beginning when we first started this show. So it's refresher course for some of you that want to go back and listen, and then we'll be able to do some of the things that we need to do this evening anyway. So if there are no questions, I'm going to go ahead and email everyone the link to the former show that we had March the 8th of this year. Okay, so I'm going to go out with, let's see, I'm going to put some new music up here, too. Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to go out with this one. Let the good times roll. Oh. Oh, that's not a good one. The music is not good.
Oh, yeah, I have to make sure it's clear.
Let me go to something.
Hey, Sister
Pearl,
before we let the good time roll with B.B. King, tell everyone how to that we do have the show's archived and that they can go in and look at it.
Yeah. Okay. For those, you know, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Ringing Stone Network. And when you click that on and it pops up, you can go back and get the archive show. Now, it won't exactly have the date, but it'll have like 6 months, 4 months, and so on like that. But the one that I'm going to send you a link to is for March the 8th of this year. And it talks about, like I said earlier, making the court respect your paperwork, Wizard of Oz symbolism that Brother Kyle spoke on. And I do have that in case anyone wants to get it. Just send me an email at energysavings@gmail.com for energy savings with an S, @gmail.com. And you'd be surprised once you read the symbolism about the Wizard of Oz, it'll change your whole perspective on that movie. Also, Brother Kyle's email address is Mr. Fixit, MRFIXIT20012@yahoo.com. Again, his email is MRFIXIT20012@yahoo.com. Excuse me. And, you know, he mentioned some of the services that we, you know, offer, which would be Brother Halvin with the UCC. That's the master with the UCC process. We also have the changing of the status with your passport. We also have debt, credit repair. Taking bankruptcies and what else? Judgments off of your credit report, getting rid of the debt credit card. We also have
foreclosures, evictions, everything, judgments,
yes.
All that.
We have brothers that do these commercial instruments. I'm living proof of it, as you can hear. Let's see. Oh, we also have a brother that can get the title, certificate of title to your vehicle. And if you do have any more payments on that, that will mean once you have the title, your payments are null and void. Let's see. What else?
And also, Sister Fuller, we got one of our scientists himself that says he suggests a show. A really good one is to go back to April the 12th and 19th and pull those up.
Okay, April the 12th and the 19th. I'll put that in the email that I'll send people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I think that's about it, don't you think, brother? I think that's and let's see. I need a song. Well, you know what? Let me go back and play this one because a lot of you didn't hear this, the one that I had earlier this evening. I think maybe one person, maybe a couple may have heard it, but I'll just go back and we'll go out on this song and I'll send you all the link to the prior shows, okay? So everybody, listen, have a great weekend and just enjoy being safe, have peace, love and abundance. You want to say anything, Brother Kyle? We love
yes,
you.
Indeed.
I got to say
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, indeed, Sister Fola. like I said, big ups to yourself. Not only you are the host, not only your family member, you are as well, or just say, a divine scientist, and you do have and having boots on the ground experience. So, like I said, you know, you have a general, you know, and the thing is, nobody respects a general that hid behind their mama's skirt or their daddy and never went out in the battlefield. So we have all been battlefield tested, and we have all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, believe me, hey, these ranks didn't come from our mom and daddy giving us something. What it came by is divine intervention and getting out there,
yeah,
and rocking and rolling. Every victory is well deserved. And we help people because we've been there. And that's why,
yeah,
we came on, to get rid of the fluff, get rid of the ego, get rid of the thieves and the robbers. And that's what we do. And like I said again, we will take care of that. And like I said, we're going to bring our new people up to speed. Because, like I said, everyone matters, and it'll give all, like I said, intermediate and advanced listeners a chance to, if they want to, they can contact us by email. We can just move it up, and help everybody come on up and get this rocking and rolling. So we thank everybody, what it says, and everyone that's all for remedy and keeping the devil out their back pocket. In other words, we're going to do an exorcism on the devil that the Pope can't do. So, and we're doing it, too. So,
yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That
so just what I said, we're on the love train. What did
that
just follow?
That negative force is so angry with us because we beat them every time.
Yep, they get mad. They mess with the computer. They mess with the phones and, you know, all that stuff. But it is what it is. And like I say, that's why the boots on the ground experience is the season. So every time you get a little bump in the road, we don't cry. That's what we do. We'll go mow it down, or go get a bulldozer and level it out and keep it moving. And like I said, if a tree fall in the road, we don't have the tool at the time to move it. Guess what? We go around it and keep going. And like I said, we'd like to thank also Brother Devin. And we got some very good powerful family members that's coming on deck, too. They came on and they're listening, just like Brother Phoenix L, Brother Ajamu. Like I said, hey, we got some very powerful things. We're going to spin a little bit, bring the people up to speed, and then now everybody come on, because we're going to move, and we're going to move fast, and we're going to move real good. So I'm through running my mouth, and if anyone have a remedy, want to come on and share some or teach things that will help people out, feel free to come on, give us a call, set it up so you can come on and come on. This is, you know, not my show, it's our show. So come on with it.
That's correct. All right, family, you all have a great week. And we'll see you next Sunday. All right?
Yes, indeed.
So let's have some funk right now.
Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? sent you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girl sent you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't brag about it, come show me.
Come on,
dance, jump on it. If you